So hello, everybody, and welcome to our monthly Practice Accelerator Diamond call. This is a call, a very small group of you that we all get to dig in and help each other and support each other. For Heike, who's new just over the last couple of months, just given that explanation, the rest of you have been around for a while. So what we do on these calls, I always like to start with celebrations. And first of all, I want to start with I am not in the habit of looking to see if those forms have been filled out, because they haven't actually set them up to notify me when you guys fill it out. So I will go and look at that. I'm going to have Francis just take over and go through all of my Google forms and say, make them all notify me when they get filled out, so I at least know to look. I don't know if Jazzy is now putting in the correct link in there. We asked that last week, the link to the online form versus the PDF, download the PDF. So Heike, you noticed that last week and brought that to my attention. Is it the correct form this time or no?
You know, I didn't even see it. I apologize. I saw it getting busy for the workshop and all, so...
The online form is the link is to the online form, because I've got it open ready to complete, but I haven't completed it yet.
Okay, so you haven't completed it, so I'm not going to look. And Annette, you probably haven't completed it either because you've been busy. So nobody has, so great. We're going to start. But from now on, it's really helpful to just have that, because as you know, you'll go through your celebrations and all that. I'll have some ideas, because if I get them and I get notified, and you do that 24 to 48 hours in advance, but 24 would be fine. And then they get it set up. So I see, get the notification and I click the link. That gets my brain working for you while I sleep, while I walk around. I go, oh, wait, I got an idea for a natto. Oh, I have an idea. That's why I like that in advance. So we'll get the system in place for having that happen. But in the meantime, for today, let's just, everybody, one celebration, quick and easy, because it tends to be easy for us to fall into coaching on challenges. So once around, just to really feel good, because we all are these high achiever people who don't really give ourselves credit where credit is due. And I really think it's important. And I've been learning to do that myself and go, wow, look what I just did. I'm so proud of myself. Right? Okay, yeah, I got 47 things I still have to work on and get better, but I'm going to celebrate this one thing. And it really helps with my whole attitude about getting inspired to work further. So I'm going to start with Annette, because you're the first one on my screen. So okay. Go for it.
So as I said, doing the lead pages thing. And another thing I started, which I found really helpful, is about 4 weeks ago, Eva and I started an accountability with each other. And we have a check-in each week. And we set goals, and, you know, we're working on getting things because of Dr. Allen's class. We both signed up for it and neither of us were doing it. So, but now it's blossomed into everything.
Great.
So that's been great.
Yeah. We all signed up for all these classes, and I have so many things sitting on my hard drive going, wow, there's a whole thing I have on paid traffic on Facebook. Maybe I should actually watch that thing and learn how to do it before I just jump in and spend my money and throw an ad up and hope that it sticks. Yeah. So it's a common thread. Cause like I said, we are all those, we're here because we're the go getter. We want to get things done. We want to make a change, but then we all get paralyzed by our own, over zealousness. I know that Heike, though, I will say that she's completed a lot of her programs. So that's exciting. Oh.
Yeah, but I still have a lot open.
Okay.
Can I just give you a quick heads up? And I truly apologize. I have to run out at 20 to the hour because we had a power outage at the other house and the refrigerator, all the ice melted. So the whole kitchen is flooded. And I think they're doing a good job cleaning it up, but I need to make sure they're doing it right.
All right. So you go and give your success thing, and then we'll come around and we'll do you for your challenges.
No. Just, with all the snow we had yesterday, we had power outages. So.
Yep, it happens. Yep. Okay. Yep. So were you done with your celebrations, Annette?
Yes. She should go. Yes.
Okay. Go for it. Heike.
Okay. So I'm just like getting completely out of my comfort zone, which is amazing because I've always dumped everything technology on my husband or whoever. But again, I did the website. My daughter helped me refine it. It looks much nicer. We still have a lot of work on the next pages to do, but it's much gentler, much more about women's wellness. And instead, she was really freaked by the turning guy. She said, that looks too, and I'm such a head-driven person, you know, I'm just this is, you know, people need to understand the science, blah, 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 blah. And she says, you have to soften up because you're dealing with women, right? So, because it's women who is my target group.
Yeah.
So I'm getting really familiar now with all these things with automated responses and like ClickBank and finding affiliates and just the whole aspect of that and how to do opt-in aid pages. And yeah, so I'm kind of getting.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So I'm going to celebrate that because you started out with, oh, technology, it's not my thing. I don't know how to do it. It scares me. And you're just like, okay, like anything else, like you're a jump in and let's figure it out. And for the most part, once you get in and jump in and you go, oh, that wasn't so hard. Why did I make it so hard in my head?
Right.
Right.
And that's a tough one for me to get out of the head. But I'm getting there.
Yay. I'm excited for you.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yay. Okay. So Ali.
Hi everybody. My celebrations are, first of all, that Natalie had a tonsillectomy on Friday, and she had a little bit of a bleed on Monday, and then Tuesday evening at 9 o'clock, she suddenly started hemorrhaging. So I had to call the ambulance out, and her blood pressure went down to 60 over 40, and her pulse was up at 120, and we got the ambulance to take her to A&E. We spent all night in A&E. I left at 5. I didn't like leaving her, but I was just, you know, they all suggested I go, including Natalie. It was a heads up as to how bad A&E, our ER, is in the NHS now. I mean, she was sitting up in a chair most of that time. She was given a trolley, which is a very narrow bed on wheels, from about 3 to about 8, and then she was put back in a chair again.
Did they do anything to stop the bleeding or at least investigate why she was bleeding?
They just put some adrenaline on a swab and held it against the bleeding part. But it was a heads up, and she's back home, and I was supposed to be doing a locum. So yesterday I spent with her, plus I had my networking. Today I was supposed to do a locum in the next town, which is only 10 minutes away. And when I got there, they didn't have me scheduled so I could come back and spend the day with Natalie. So my money for being a locum yesterday, because I spent more time with Natalie when she was feeling very vulnerable still.
Oh, yeah.
So the celebration in that is that Natalie has survived and she's, I've had a heads up.
I am going to say to you how you took this negative situation and you turned it into a celebration. What a way to be in the world.
Yeah.
That's to me, that's your celebration, that you were able to do that. And what I'm seeing in you is such a difference in terms of, instead of a lot of frenetic energy that I've seen for the years I've known you, I'm just seeing this focus and this calm and this just inner peace.
Yeah.
In spite of all the head. So I thought we were going to have, like, you start to say this and I'm like, I thought there was going to be like a good, happy, you know what I mean? I was like, I'm waiting for it. And I'm like, wow. So the celebration is you got the day off to spend with Natalie.
Yes. And we've been watching Netflix together, which is a little bit decadent for me. There's been a lot of Netflix at the weekend as well. So, and then I got a letter from the tax office saying I owed £2,100, and I thought I got the decimal point wrong. I really thought it was going to be 21,000, you know?
Oh, okay, cool.
So that's a mega celebration.
That's a good one.
And you know all those leads who signed up for an ebook of mine last July and the July before? Like there's about 100, 200 of them. I finally got the autoresponder sorted out, and I got my housekeeper who does some admin for my office now, which I'm counting against tax. She's put in 50% of them into my coach's console system. So I've delegated that.
Yay. Okay. So you're making headway. Yes. And now it's just nurturing them by being you.
Yeah.
By being you. Right. And I'm going to be interviewing somebody on Facebook Live tomorrow. Hopefully I'll get a notice out early, but because that's what he's going to talk about is the fact that we all, like, we want to have this business and we go and we take this business class and we take this online marketing class and we want to follow somebody else's script about what we should be like. And in reality, we just need to be who we are with a little bit of polish to it, a little bit of structure in the way we present it, but really our business should reflect who we are. Like your business is, you're very heady, but if you're teaching people how to integrate their heart and their head and create health, you know, with all these technologies, then what you reflect should show the heady and it should show the heart too. So maybe the swirling guy with a pulsing heart, or, you know what I mean? So, but really don't lose yourself in it. And my lesson for that is, so when I first did my very first webinar, Annette, I wish I would have had a little bit more insights before it, but like, oh, I learned this stuff. I just did a thyroid class with Dutchies Karazian, and there's all this really cool stuff I want people to know about. So on Monday, I'm going to do a webinar. So I put out an email to my list of maybe it was like 600 to 1,000 people at the time, put out an email to that list, maybe it's 1,000, and said, I'm going to do this webinar, and I'm going to teach you this, and I'm going to teach you how to this, and how your genes fit in, and how your thought. And I just had all these great things, and I got all of them. Maybe I had more people on my list, because I think I had like 1,000 people sign up for that webinar. And 100 people showed up, or something crazy, very quickly. And so I got on it, and I'm like, wait a minute, I've just learned all this stuff now. I should make an offer on this. I shouldn't just keep giving all these free webinars with just information. So what can I offer them? And it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm thinking, what can I offer these people? They're coming on at 7. Oh, well, why don't I teach them how to balance their own bodies? Why don't I teach them how to read their own labs? I can do a course in how to read their own labs and figure out that's what I'm going to do. So I didn't have a sales page for it. I had nothing for it. I went into one shopping cart, which I had at the time. So yeah, I must have had about 2,000 people on my list then. And they didn't get one shopping cart till I had over 1,000. And then I went in there and I created a product, which is like you click this link and you go to this ugly page that says add to cart, whatever. And that's what I did. And I said, well, I should offer them an upsell. I should offer them private coaching with that for those that want it for $1,000. So I set it for $97.97. And they got on this call. And then, but I didn't have swirling through my head the strategy of how I should be presenting and all. I just like got them excited. And then I had a little contest, like type in what you think this is. And whoever wins, I'm going to send you an ebook or something. And we had fun on the call. And by the end, when I made my offer, I went, look, I really want to teach you guys how to read your own labs, because it really sucks to be at the mercy of doctors who don't even know what the ideal ranges are, blah, 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 blah. So I'm going to do this course. And as a result of this course, you're going to be able to blah, 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 blah. I didn't know what the course was, how many modules, how many videos, how many anything. I just knew what the results were that I wanted to give these people. I didn't even know how long it was going to be. And I'm only going to charge you $97, but over the next few days, I'm going to map out exactly what this course looks like. You're going to be the first to get it, and the price is going to go up. And 35 of them signed up out of 105 on the call or whatever. It was my best percentage, and 5 of them took the $1,000 version. So I walked off that call shaking, because I just made $10,000 in 1 hour. But I was me. So fast forward to other times. And then I made it up as I went along. I'm going to make another webinar about something different and offer them this. And I'll have a little bit more and I'll change it to 197. Then I'm going to do another one. And that was in the days when nobody was doing multiple. I just made it up, right? I just like, this is what I want to do. I want to teach them more stuff to get them excited. Well, fast forward to taking this online course and this online program and this and this and this and this whole structure of, in the first 5 minutes, you should say this. And in the next 10 minutes, you should say this. And then you should do this. And so I started doing some webinars, just trying to apply that approach. And I'm like, why am I not getting 35% of the people to sign up anymore? Right? Because I took me out of the equation. I tried to follow them. So long story short, fast forward to now, I'm taking that structure kind of stuff. So I have to have an actual program. There's too much noise in the environment right now to do what I did. That was 8 years ago when there were nobody was doing online programs, but it's taking that structure and then making it your own, taking the way that like seems to be a logical approach to presenting, but then making sure you don't lose you in it. I'm not going to lose me because I'm this way. I can't read a script. I'm not good at reading a script. I got to improvise. I can have a script there to help me, to guide me. But if I read a script, it sounds like I'm reading a script, and I got to be me. I gotta be goofy and quirky. And quite frankly, things pop in my head as I'm teaching, right? As I'm saying this stuff to you, I had no idea I was gonna say this stuff. But as I see the needs from people, that something pops in my head that I didn't think of in advance for a script. I wanna be able to just be me, but also be me that's a little toned down to make me effective. So I just want to give you permission to be you. I've given you a script, you know, a kind of not script in that, but, you know, a structure to follow. And that structure does work. So it's a good thing to follow it. But where do you weave in? Like, as you go through, you're going to say, oh, yeah, tell your story at the beginning. I think you're going to have more, you're going to connect more with people if you give a little bit of your story here and a little bit of your story there and a little bit of your story here, and they get to know you as you go along and they get to see you as this real person, right? The way you told that story at, where'd you tell it first? Spring into Vitality?
SIV.
Yeah. SIV. I mean, you had everybody blowing their noses and drying their
eyes. But I followed Isabel, who already had them crying.
Yeah, but you got them crying again. They dried their eyes. And Isabel, oh my God, the way she told that story. I don't understand. I would love to get my hands on her and coach her, because I think that with the way she tells that story, if she knew, had a little bit of structure leading from that story to her offer, she'd have people like eating out of her hands. Everybody would want what she was offering, right? Because they got that emotional connection. They really like her. And you know, so there is structure that's needed. So I've learned now, because I couldn't have sold a $10,000 program on that thing. I couldn't have sold a $1,000 program on the way I approached it. But I've learned ways to take that, keep my authenticity in there, keep me in my business, and be able to use what I've learned from all these other places and integrate it into me. And I do it my own way. And then sometimes I see people doing it the way they should. I'm like, oh, I'm going to do it that way. That was the way she acted. I saw somebody else who'd been in the same program I was for learning how to do these optimized webinars. And she did her thing. And I'm like, I didn't like that she was reading the script because I could tell. But I liked some of the ways she incorporated, like explaining the bonuses and stuff. I'm like, oh yeah, that was in that program. I never really followed that part. Well, really imagine how effective I could be if I actually followed that part of the program, right? So it's learning how to adapt to the you to really be you and allow people to really get to know you and love you and want to work with you. So long things short, but I love seeing that with you, Allie, because I saw before you were just trying to take what you learned from Allie Brown and take what you learned from Kendall Summerhawk and take what you learned from this person and that person. And it was stifling you into thinking you had to follow this exact script instead of just being. And when you've told me about times when you've been on enrollment calls where you just like led them through a meditation in the middle of it, heard them say something and stopped them and went off script to connect, that's you coming through. And use all that stuff is in your left brain, right? All that stuff you learned from everything else is in your left brain. And then allow your right brain to like let you connect with this person. And don't worry that you're trying to sell them something. You're not. You're trying to convince them that they need to address this very serious problem. And whether they do it with you or not depends on how you guide them. And if they don't do it with you, but they do it with somebody else, then great. You've accomplished your mission there. And there have been lots of people that I've met with in these enrollment conversations and thought, this person needs to work with me. Why are they not working with me? And they'll write to me. I must have done a good job. They must have really inspired them. And they'll write to me a year later and said, thank you for that call. It changed my life. This is what I've been doing. This is what I've been doing. This is what I've been doing. They didn't need me. They didn't need me to hold their hand. They just needed me to get them in the right direction. And know that we're making a big impact on people, whether they enroll with you or not. We're making a big impact. And that's what we want. These diabetic, you know, you're saving kids' lives by whether these people work with you or not. If they start thinking about it differently and start to think about, I'm not going to do the, you know, what do you call it? The
eat and cover
thing anymore. I'm not going to do the eat and cover thing anymore because I see the danger. If that's all they get out of your presentation, how much impact is that having on their kid's life? Right? So that's what we're here for. We need to make a living doing it. So clearly we have to have these things in place so that we do. And we need to be able to talk to people in such a way that they go, give me more. And they're going to be pissed if you don't. Right? We want to leave because I've asked those people who signed up for high-end programs at my events, like, what would you have done if I didn't offer that? You'd be like, oh, wow, I want to know more. I want to learn more. She didn't offer me more. I'm going to find somebody else who has that, what I need now, because you opened up a new need for them. And now they're going to find somebody else if you don't make the offer. Heika, what can I do for you to help you? And I'm sorry, I just went off track there. But
no, that's great. No, I just unmuted because my dog was barking. I don't know if you heard her. I think, first of all, I have to apologize because I think the one-on-one meeting for February, I completely forgot to schedule with you.
Okay, well, let's get a regular time on the schedule.
Yeah, because I think that's, for me, still the biggest struggle, to get things on the schedule and figure out what the pattern is, because I have a few other things going on as well. So I double schedule myself a lot. So I need to definitely get better on that. For me, still the biggest issue is pricing. So I'm having my workshop on the 26th that I'm really excited about, and that's sold out. It's 15 spots, and I sold them for $55 a piece, which is a three-hour workshop, and we're going to do the first half on basic EMF mitigation, and the second half is I'm going to integrate my aromatherapy experience. So we're going to blend. I'm going to teach people how to blend for sleep. So we're going to hopefully be able to fit that in 3 hours. So I have to make sure I keep it short and sweet. I tend to always, try to put too much information into a little amount of time because there is so much, and it's
hard. There is so much. And here's the thing. Keep this in mind. This is a Kendall Summerhawk quote you may have heard before, Allie, is you can't give them everything you know. And you can't give them everything they need. And the whole point is to leave them wanting for more. To say, we only have time for, making this one blend, and I'm going to teach you how this works. But, there's so many more, and there's so many more uses of each of these individuals, right? Or however you lead them to whatever you're going to make an offer for. Because you have to make an offer.
Right. So that's what I was wondering. So I'm going to schedule my next, I'm going to offer or tell them that I'm going to have the next workshop come up in the beginning of March, I guess. I'm going to do what you did. I just got to throw it out there and then I run with it. So, but I want to do that one definitely I have to narrow it down, but detoxifying, we just have to start learning, how to get, heavy metals.
Your goal for these workshops? Is it to make 25 times 15 is 250, less than $500?
This is just them meeting me, more or less. So it's also a promotional thing, but I don't want them to have it for free either because I do a lot of wellness talks and other, we have wellness salons all over the place. So I go and I present and that's for free and it's very short, short.
Okay, so here's the thing though, free or low price, what's their call to action? They don't want to just come to another workshop. Want to come to another workshop. They're like, I want to work with her. I think she can help me.
Right. So I'm going to right now also say, this is basically what I do. But again, I don't have a program yet. I still do the hourly thing.
You lead them into hourly. And what about your new program is now an initial session. And at that initial session, at a discount that you offer at your workshops, then you offer them a package of three. It's normally $150 a session. But if you buy three, I'm going to give it to you for $300. And I really, that's how I like to work because I really feel like I don't want to do the one-offs. And I made a policy. I don't do one-offs anymore. I only do the first one as a one-off. And then we have to be working together because it's too much preparation for me. Preparation. You charge you $150 for whatever the hour is, but you spent an hour preparing for it and an hour after it. No.
Yeah. Okay, great. That's a good idea. So I'm just going to announce I'm going to have another workshop at your right. So my bonus offer should be a one-on-one.
What do you normally charge for a one-on-one?
$190.
Okay. Yeah. So are you willing to offer it for $99?
Sure.
As a special, because you're here, it's normally $190. This is what I'm going to give you in that hour we have together, hour and a half, whatever it is. This is what I'm going to give you. That's all you need to do to prepare is have a bulleted list of what the result, as a result of meeting with me for this hour, we're going to identify blah, 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 three different factors that are getting in the way. I'm going to give you 1 to 3 action items that you can do right away to start to really hone in on getting your own personalized thing. And I'm going to give you, I'm also going to give you a long range plan for how to get in get your problem solved and keep them solved, that kind of thing. And not in that language exactly, but so the three components when you offer a free strategy session is I'm going to review your current health. I'm going to identify some things that are keeping you from being in the health you want to be, that are keeping you stuck. And I'm going to give you 1 to 3 action items you can take right away. And I'm going to give you a long-term plan. Now, the long-term plan is also always sign up for a series of 5, 10, 3, whatever sessions with me, or sign up for my XYZ program when you have it. Right. Okay. So the long-term plan is, I really think that in listening to you here, that there's a lot of stuff going on, and I'm going to give you a couple of things that are going to get you started. But what really we need to look at your EMF exposures on a deeper level. We need to look to see if there are mold exposures that you're having. We need to look at your thyroid. We really need to look to see, it sounds like you may have thyroid or blood sugar imbalances, whatever you're hearing, right? And if I were working with you, and this line has always served me well, if I were working with you on an ongoing basis, here's the things I would be doing. I would be ordering an adrenal stress test. I would be getting your full labs with a full thyroid panel. And I would be really looking at having you look at all your household products to see if there are some toxins in there that are getting your way. And, you know, you just give them a few things. And then they're like, yeah, 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 I want that. You're going to give them a glimpse of what working with you would be.
Okay.
All right. And then you go, if you want, you know, are you interested? If you're interested, I can share with you what it would look like to work with me if that's something you'd like to pursue. Is that okay with you if I share a little bit? Then you do that at the end. And then you say, well, you know, I think based on what you told me, you've got a lot of problems that have been there a long time and blah, blah, blah. Or like I had a 6-week, 3-month and 6-month program at one point. And I talked to this guy and I said, you know, based on what we're talking about, I think 6 weeks is not going to be enough for us to see a significant change. He was a diabetic, you know, to see a change in your A1Cs and all that. But 6 months, I think you're really motivated. And I think once we get you on track, I mean, I think 3 months is going to be perfect. You know, if I have a 6-month, if you're interested, I really think the 3-month is going to be the best for you. When you have that, that actually gives people a respect for you, that you're not just trying to sell them the biggest thing you have. But I've had people I say that to, no, I need, I know myself, I'm not going to be able to do this. How much is the 6? Is it, you know, a cost savings if I do 6 months? One person I offered that to, and she said, do you have a year long? Because I don't think I could do this in 6 months.
Wow. Okay.
And I said, sure, $10,000. It's for a year. And she said, okay.
So do you charge them then up front the entire amount, or you also break it up? I've seen a lot of people break it up.
Yes. So we offer them incentive to pay it all up front. So they get a discount if they get a full pay price if they pay it up front. So it's either, you know, if you're selling them a 6-month program, it's either going to be $1,000 a month, $500 a month, whatever. Or if you do it up front, then it's this much. So my 6-month, it was like $1,000 a month if you pay it every month. And if you pay it all up front, it's $5,400. And I've had people go, here's my credit card.
Okay.
Right. But here's the thing for all of you, when you're making an offer of that, you have to be in total confidence that you're worth it.
Yeah.
When I first was like, I'd be like, well, it's this much, you know, and I was like hesitating to even say like, oh, it's going to be $150 for an appointment. I couldn't even say it. So I'd say, well, we could do a 30-minute appointments for $75. Cause I couldn't even say the 100 thing. I couldn't even say the 100 thing. Right. So it's at 75 sounded better for a 30-minute. And what can I do in a 30-minute? Not much. So, but now I just say, if somebody says to me, I want to work with you privately, I'll say, oh, great. You know, the only way I do it is if somebody's in my year long. And if you want to work with me privately, I have an option for, you know, it's $15,000 and you can work with one of my coaches most of the time. And then you get to work with me this many times. Or if you really want to work with me privately, and I've just decided, I never charged this before, but I have charged $30,000 for a whole year. It's $50,000. And if you want to do that, I'm happy to do it, but I only take on a couple of people a year. I haven't done that yet. I mean, I haven't anybody say yes to that yet because I haven't really gotten in that position, because most of them at SIV or at our event, they just clamor to, not most of them, but a bunch of them clamor to sign up for the $15,000 one. And that's what happened at our live stream last year. It's like, I didn't expect anybody to sign up for that without talking to me first. And within 2 hours, all the spots were overbooked. I had said 5 spots and we had 7. So it's just how much confidence you have in your ability to give and to dig and to really get to what other people haven't.
Sounds good. Thank you.
So do you feel comfortable with that? With just saying
that? Yeah, I'm going to try it. I'm going to place a number. So there's always this magic number. You said especially maybe $99.
Under 100 is usually.
I thought it was like 97 or 297.
Well, there's something about the 7. You can do 97. Huh? Somebody did some study ages ago that said people responded better to 7s than 9s. So everybody changed their prices to 7s. Now everybody expects everything to be 7s, but I don't know that it makes a difference. 5, 7, 9, odd numbers, even numbers. There have been people who've studied the psychology of it. So yeah, you can say for $97, $95, $99, whatever, it's under 100.
Okay.
You know, and this is what I'm going to give you in that time. And normally I charge 194.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Don't let
an opportunity go by.
Yeah, that's true.
That you, because they are there and they're hot and they like you and they're enjoying themselves. Give them the opportunity to make a small investment to go further. And then on that small investment, then you offer them an ongoing, whether you have a program together or not. And on our next call, we can outline what your program might be. Real simple, based on what you actually do with people.
Okay.
I'm surprised you already have the program. You just don't know it.
Yeah. It's somewhere in the back of my brain. I'll get to it. I've been mulling long enough.
Yeah. Good.
Well, ladies, I appreciate it. If you don't mind, I'm going to check out.
Check it out.
And the damages are not.
I'm going to throw out another phrase from another mentor of mine, Bill Barron. Take imperfect action.
Yes.
Okay.
I've done that with a website.
For it to be perfect, you're going to, like, I just said this to somebody last night who was talking about stuff. And I said, look, I just did this launch and this is what we did. And look at this crappy sales page. Cause I was trying to inspire some of the other people in the program. Look at this crappy. I don't even have a sales page for it. This is the crappy order form I used. And we just sold 63 people into $1,000 program. And they're like, and I said, take imperfect. And they said, yeah. So this is the example of taking perfect action. I said, yeah, I've made millions of dollars over the years taking imperfect action. If I waited for it to be perfect, I'd be probably mortgaging my house and, you know, living somewhere else because I wouldn't be making any money.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, everyone. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Good luck to you all. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. So who wants to go next? Let me just ask you, I'm going to be totally upfront. Was that okay that I went off on this tangent? Did that help? Was that, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, it's beautiful. We can all make use of that information. For sure.
Super. All right, who's next?
Let's see. Annette, would you like to go first? Have you got something in top of mind?
I can go, sure. So I did take, and I don't know that I can bring it up because, like I said, this computer is ready to explode.
No.
But I did start adding pictures to the slideshow last week.
Yay.
I'll see if I can bring it up. But,
I want to tell you guys, when you're making presentations, there's a thing called the Zen of Presentations or something like that. It's a book you can get on Amazon, beautiful pictures. And what I learned from that, and then when Cal and Rush looked at my presentation and she critiqued my presentation, she said more pictures, like pictures. She recommended pictures that take up the whole thing and then like a quote, like a box over it or at the bottom or someplace if you're trying to say words.
Yeah.
Right. That she said that gets the best, you know, engagement with people because if you put a lot of words on a screen, then they're going to try to read it. And they're not really listening. Like she would say on this one, how would she do it?
I can go back.
That to make that picture bigger. And I mean, it's hard to do because it's a cropped close picture. It's the wrong size for your slides. So it would be something like maybe the picture would take up half of the screen or a third of the screen. And then the words would be on the other side. That's how she would say it's going to be more effective.
You so do it as a split screen.
Yeah.
Okay. That's easy enough to do.
Yeah. Because the picture's already small enough and then putting the thing above it takes away more space from it. And if you expand that out, my guess is it'll come you know, probably a third to close to a half of your screen if you were to have it go top to bottom.
Okay. That's split screens easy.
Yeah. She said you can also do backgrounds like,
I don't know that I'm that tech savvy yet.
Yeah. Never mind.
And maybe when I get the new Mac and I'm going to put Word on it, you know, there could be new things I can do, which I can't do on this one.
Yeah.
Disclaimer again, blah, blah.
Right.
I shortened this.
I would make your lettering bigger.
Okay.
Right. For me, I always go with minimum 28 point on the slide body. 28. If I can fit it, if I can get it to 32, I'll go to 32. And then the header is anywhere from 48 to 60.
Okay. That's easy. Again, shortened it, took stuff out.
Great. Perfect.
Use the picture. So actually this is first now. And I can do the split screen on this one. So it's not. Yep. Type one, because you had talked about the order of my slides, and you and I have a call the day before the webinar.
Perfect. So we'll just do a.
And so I know I still need to add some more pictures. I did add of her.
Yeah, so that again, you can make that one bigger to take up more.
But when I start to make it bigger, it gets real distorted.
Oh, then don't. Then leave it there.
So, and I like this one because it shows the bone sticking out. That's the only one, because this was 4 days before she went in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the only one I can find where it shows her boniness. Otherwise, I'd use something else. That's it. So I found this, and I love it. So
yeah.
I stuck it in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't do the graphics. I'd have made that box different. So I can't change the fact that the ON is sticking out, but I still really like this slide. So I'm keeping it.
Great. Yeah. And is there a slide you got from a site
I found it on like Pexels or Pixabay or something.
Okay. Good. Yeah, as long as you're not taking it from somebody else's website and putting it in your slide presentation.
No, I found it. It was free to use. So I'm like, okay, I will.
Yeah, it's good.
So this, you know, I need to start putting, I'll put a picture of someone who's obviously got a runny nose, cold, whatever.
Yeah.
Just one prick. Totally. And they'll get it. They'll understand that, you know, just one prick for me could have changed everything.
Yeah, and if that picture is a good resolution, the same thing, you can make that one bigger, take up more.
Okay.
You got a lot of wasted space on your slide, so you might as well make it something visually. They're going to get tired of just seeing that blue background all the time. So if you make it so that, you know, what they're seeing is more of that. The little wording at the bottom? Is that foot with your?
Yeah, that's a footer.
Can that be moved down closer to the bottom?
I can try. I think it
also they do suggest not putting that in.
Yeah,
in the Special Speakers Association, they say you really only need your contact details at the beginning or end.
Yeah, that's what Callan
suggests. Not putting it on every slide anymore.
Yeah, I went and changed that as a result of her saying that.
So. All right, I'll take the footer out then.
Yeah, and that gives you more room to play with.
Yeah, it does because I don't think I can move it.
Okay. Is there a reason for the background, like that particular background? Is there like, does it have any meaning with regard to your?
I went with blue because that's the, you know, blue is diabetes awareness.
Okay.
I don't have many choices. So I'm hoping when I upgrade that I'll have more choices.
I know I have a gazillion choices. The other thing you can do as a background is you can actually use a picture of your own that's, grayed out, like transparented out, and I can show you that when, you know, I don't know how it works on this, so we'll wait for you to get your new computer, but I can show you that because if you have some kind of picture that is very, it's like on the background, because this is very, obvious, but it's there, not subtle, right? Whereas if you had something that was a very low, transparent in the background, I'll show you what I mean when we get on your call, but I think that could work. And that's easy. Changing backgrounds doesn't change much of anything. So
yeah, that's easy to do.
Yeah.
just more of her. And again, I can stick a picture of a sick person in a hospital bed there.
Yeah.
I know you didn't like this slide, so I shortened it. But DKA is talked about a lot.
Oh yeah, you should have a DK slide for sure. But I'm just saying you can say those words without having to, you can have a bullet like life-threatening, undiagnosed or untreated type 1 diabetes.
Okay.
Symptoms remain undiagnosed or you don't need to say that. You can say mimics, influenza, stomach bug, right? And if you have bullet points and you fill in the words, people's, because if people are going to try to read this and then they're going to not be paying attention to what you're saying.
Okay.
So I would just do bullets and then just you talk about it. You could say diabetic ketoacidosis is a life-threatening complication. It occurs with undiagnosed blah, blah, blah. It can mimic other things like influenza. That's why it's missed so much. You know, so I would do it as a bulleted list.
Okay. I can do that. That's enough. I'm still playing with this one because I want them to see how bad she was.
Yeah.
And I've put in the notes at the bottom, you know, to explain it and ranges and stuff. But I cleaned it up a lot from when you saw it last time.
Yep. Again, I would, you know, make the lettering bigger and the spaces between them smaller just so that it's easier to read.
Okay. So moved the dialysis picture into actually some of the things I did to her. So dialysis is no longer alone. Started talking about how they fed her.
Yep.
So my daughter walks up and she goes, "Why are you looking at pictures of gluten?" I said, "Because I need one." So this is then that leads us into the third blunder, the eating cover.
Yep.
So
here's what I would do. I would separate that. I would say, okay, eating cover. I would do a reveal. So I would do one slide that just says blunder number 3, eat and cover, whether it's at the top, at the bottom or whatever, just like right in the middle of the slide that takes up the whole slide and have a picture even with it. Like what would that look like? You know, you can have somebody gorging on candy and then you can have a picture of shooting insulin like on one side and the other or something like that. Like just visually, oh my God, look at that. Like really make them see. Is this really good? Having somebody just sitting there with this gorging on candy and then seeing them, where do they give their insulin shots? Is it in the belly, in the thigh? Or does it depend?
I actually have a picture that I used on the vital thing of that person injecting their stomach.
Yes. I remember you seeing that. I can envision this being, it says blunder number 3, eat and cover at the top. And then there's a split screen. A full side of the screen is somebody gorging themselves, the other side. So it'll cover up the background completely, but covering them, gorging themselves. And then the other side is them shooting insulin.
Okay. And yes, to answer your question, it is the stomach or the thigh.
Yeah.
Usually where they shoot up.
Yeah. Yeah. So they'll see that and they'll go, "Oh God. Oh God." Yeah. And that would be the first one. And then you can go into, and if you can set it up so that it reveals these, like, what is it, right? So then you're going to say, okay, so what does eat and cover mean? What do I mean by eat and cover? So then you have the first bullet shows up and it says, eat whatever you want. You know how to do animations? See that thing up there, animation?
Yeah.
Yeah. So eat whatever you want. And if you don't know how to do animations, here's what the cheating way is. You just make five copies of the slide. I do that sometimes if I know I'm going to do it in Instant Tell seminar where it won't show the animations, then I just do 5 slides and each slide I add the extra. So I actually make the full slide. That's how I do it. Just a little technique. I make the full slide and then I do a duplicate of it and I take the bottom one off and then I do a duplicate of that and I take the bottom 2 off and then, you know, so they're exactly the same in position. So it looks like it's the same slide when it reveals. So either that or an animation. So eat whatever you want. Like this is what they're telling you. Like, okay, all you have to do is take extra insulin. Now, what is the cost of taking extra insulin? So don't just say it, because when they read it, they go, yeah, and they tune out. So that's, what does that mean? You know that extra insulin, the insulin's causing the stiffening of the blah, 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 blah. The sugar going up like that, and you talk about the complications. We could not eat that way, and we tried.
I mean, we did. We tried to eat the way we were told.
Yeah.
Because most of them are going to have done it that way, or they're still doing that.
Okay, what? But you want? Are you make sure that you're speaking of and what that means? What does that mean? We tried. Yeah. What does that mean? We couldn't. Yeah, we tried to do it the way they said to do it. It was an utter abominable failure. Here's what happened.
I mean, I've said this to you before. We truly were planning every meal around a bread or a pasta because that's what we were told.
That's what they told you. Yeah.
And we don't eat that way.
So and talk about that. And you know, talk about that. So the Endo gave us a guide to carb counting at a fast food establishment.
Well, we don't eat.
We don't eat at fast food establishments. And this is, why, and each of these points, why is it important that they understand it?
Right. And then she ran high and cried and it was awful.
Yeah.
And I showed you this one. This is what we were told to do. That.
Yeah.
And I had that one last time and I had this
one. And if there's any way to make those pictures bigger, if you take off the footer, you're going to be able to go all the way to the bottom right. And then side by side or something like that. You might be able to, trim, off the side of the egg one to make it more the shape of the other one. So they're similar shape. I don't know, but something like that. But this is good. The side by side is good. It would just be better if it was a little more balanced.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew when I put it up there.
Right. Yeah. I don't know if they have it on the Mac version, but there's this thing called, click on the thing that says design up at the top. And then click design ideas. PowerPoint automatically generate. Let's go. I don't know if you can do that, but let's go and try it. But it'll give you ideas. And it gives you ideas for how to design the pictures you have there, and it'll do cropping for you and everything. So okay. I don't know if you can do it, but do that later.
Play with it. When I get the new one and the new one's working.
Yeah, I've used that a lot. And I just if I want to have a picture that takes up the whole page and I have to I either crop it or go design ideas and they do it. And I sometimes don't like it and I change it a little bit, but yeah, I think it's a great thing to check out. Okay.
And then I still need to do two and one, but this will be towards the end.
Yeah.
So, and you've already told me what to do there. So that's where I'm at on this.
Good. Great.
And I'll get the new Mac because it takes forever to do it on this one too.
Yeah, I can hear you. So, you might as well wait. Allie, do you have any ideas on, any opinions on the background? Oops, unmute.
Yeah, so I would definitely not have the background at all anymore. If I just... Yeah, so my talks, just trying to get the highlight up the top where usually you can maximize. Oh, there we are, exit full screen. Okay, just bear with me a moment and I will show you the sort of things that I've been taught to do.
Yeah, and I'm going to show you the most recent presentation that Callan Rush went through and said she completely tore it apart and had me visually change it. And I still haven't done all the things she recommended because I ran out of time, but that's okay. I did the presentation anyway. Let's see. It's in here and okay.
God.
I still have to do the cover on this one because she didn't like my cover, but I didn't have time to fitz around with it and make a different cover. Okay, I'll just show you this real quick. All right, so the whole thing, and then I'm talking about it. So this is me telling a story, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I just put pictures, and it really gets people's attention. And then, I talk about people feeling so exhausted. Have you, you know, finished frustrated with not being able to fit in your favorite jeans, blah, blah, blah. So just, and she even said, you know, if you're talking more than three lines worth on each slide, it's too much, break it up. So I had ended up breaking this up into a lot more slides because it's visually changing and it keeps their attention. So these are, this is what I did. Here's what I did with the just, you know, the bullet points. This is what they're going to get out of this presentation. And I did it this way so to be flexible so I could do it at Instant Teleseminar. The One Body System, the four hormonal imbalances. So this is actually separate slides. I could have done it as an animation. And then that, she made me shorten the bullets a lot. And then I talk about, before we jump in, I talk about, you know, this is my story. This is me telling my story. I was so tired. This is what I was doing to keep awake. This is what I was doing. This is how I was feeling. And multiple practitioner syndrome when I'd ever got to fix up. But, you know, and could it be my diet? When I switched from this to this, voila, everything was better, you know. And so now I have all these tools in my toolbox. This is what I look like now. These are the choices I had to make. And we're going to talk about four, you know, you have the three. So this was my transition into now we're going to talk about those four, the commonly missed factors. So I just made a picture with 1, 2, 3, 4. And then this slide I'm still not happy with, but the one system, master controller. And then I went through the myth of aging and what we really want. And then let's talk about these four factors, orders matters. Then I went into my factors. So see, I just put up here, factor number four, thyroid imbalances. This one's still one that we didn't know. And I have, this has too much on it, but still it's, you know, it's a work in progress. Thyroid regulates. These are the things thyroid regulates. These are the commonly overlooked. This is all my data points, you know, everything I wanted to share, but see how most of it's done in pictures.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
And the ones that aren't are still done with a big picture with a bulleted list. Like this I wasn't going to separate this because I'm just showing them and telling them I'm giving them this at the end. But see, she made me take off all the footers, the numbers, et cetera. And what happens when you do that is, you know, I make this thing like this and with no footer numbers and everything, I can just pick and choose. If I'm asked to give a 10-minute talk on some of this stuff, I could just pull out 10 of my slides and it keeps people's attention visually. Like even that, you know.
Okay. That's easy. I can do that. Okay.
Got it. So it's long. That was what I was talking about with the two slides side by side, right? Yeah. And I still have too much data in here because it took me too long to do it. But, you know, just visually they get it. Oh, leaky gut. I get it. Leaky gut. Yeah. You know, anyway.
Okay.
That was that. There's nothing in.
Yeah, absolutely. It's about having the picture taking up the whole slide just like this. And then any things you want to write, adding it to over the top.
Adding it over it, right. If need.
Yeah.
Like here's one, you know, and if the picture's the wrong size to take up the whole space, then you do something where you put your thing to the side. So that was one of them, empower your inner healer. There's still some busyness in here that I'm going to go through again and try to fix, especially with the offer. But this is something that the thing with the design does. If you click on design and I say design ideas, it'll give me a bunch of design ideas. Most of them I don't like, but you know, you can just pick some of them and go, oh, well, that's a good way to do that. You know, if you've got three pictures that you want to put on a page, but you're not sure, you're not a graphics designer. I'm not. How do we do it? They sometimes give you some really nice ways.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Got it. Thanks.
Yeah. You're welcome. Hope that was helpful.
It was. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And it took, you know, it was a lot for me because I've been doing presentations for years. And when she went through and told me all these things, I'm like, oh, duh, you know, right? I've been doing it this way for years with my footer and my whole thing. And, you know, we have all these templates. And I mean, it's different for doing content within a program, right? Where you're trying to actually, especially for the practitioner stuff, where you're actually trying to teach you information, right? You use the slides as kind of a note-taking thing. But this is where we're trying to get their attention and get them really aware of the problem and keep them like, oh, yeah. And if you put words up and they go, oh, yeah, I already know that, you know, then you lose them. Yeah, these guys are smart. They think they know it all, right? They've been dealing with this for years. You've only been dealing with your daughter for 2 years. I've been dealing with this for 15.
Right.
So that's all the stuff you want to build trust. So.
Okay. Great. Change it up. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Okay. Allie.
Brilliant. Okay. What I'd like to talk about is, making an offer from a strategy session or making an offer from a webinar. So they're two different things because you've got more of the visuals with the webinar and it tends to be a lower cost offer.
Yeah.
But in both cases, you can offer three options. And I just wanted to talk through, clarify that again, really.
Okay. So I would say on a webinar, I wouldn't offer three options.
Right.
I would just have one. And then you can always have an upsell and a downsell. Right. So I would offer the middle option. So in my case, you know, I offer a program. It's $497. If you really want to get private coaching, when after they sign up, they go, hey, this is Dr. Rita Ram. Happy to welcome you. And what I find that some people need is a little bit of extra handholding, somebody that they can, you know, count on to call and blah, blah, blah. And I have this package for $997 and you can get private coaching with that. Right. And then after the launch period closes, then I'll go back and write to all the folks who came to the webinars, signed up for the webinars, but never bought anything and say, hey, by the way, I know you might have been interested. It may have been that you just don't have the time. It may be that the investment was a little bit more than you could handle here. If you're a real good self-starter, I have a program for you and I think you can get similar results. You're just going to have to, you know, you're just going to have to take charge a little bit more and it's $97. We did that for Sweet Spot and we sold 250 of the downsell. Now, if I had not done the downsell, that would have been a lot of money. It was about $27,000 that I would not have generated because I didn't do the downsell. And then on the upsell, we didn't do that many, but I think we did 10. So, okay, that if I didn't offer that, that would have been $10,000. But if I had offered it on the webinar and you have a choice, and then they went to the sales page and they have a choice and they go, oh, I have to read this later because I have too many choices and I have to think about it. So you take them out of emotion, like I want this, and into their headspace. So yeah. I would avoid doing the choices. Yeah. We used to do it all the time with the three column thing and people are sitting there going, which do I do? Just don't give them a choice. Give them one.
Yeah.
Right. In a strategy session, it's different, right? In a strategy session, you can say, well, you know, I have three different options of working with me. And based on what you're telling me, what I really feel like the middle one or the, you know, what I really feel like is you need this. So you're going to justify. I have a 6-week option and here's why it's really good. But in your particular case, I'd really like to be able to work with you longer because you've had this situation for a long time. We're not going to see hemoglobin A1C change, you know, all that much in less than 3 months. So I'd really like to work with you on the level. And then if we feel like we need more, then we can continue it after that, you know, or the high end one, you know, you got, I really think that based on what you're telling me, it would work best if we worked together for 6 months and this is what that would look like. And then you just offer it. You don't tell them they have a choice, right? You pick the one. In some cases, you pick the one. If you're going for the higher one, maybe you tell them you have a lower one, but maybe you don't, right? Feel out the person. Don't do it scripted. So sometimes I won't even tell them. I'll just like, really, I think we need to work together for 6 months and this is what it would look like. And if then they're like, you know, is there anything shorter? Is there anything less expensive? Well, in reality, there is. We could do it for 6 weeks and this is what it would cost and we can get a jump start. We can actually make some headway and then we could see where you're at and see what you need after that. But when you give people choices, they get confused.
Yeah.
They get very confused and you don't want to make them, the really big thing is you don't want to take them out of the emotion of I need this, I want this, I'm going to do this into, oh, in which way? And do I have it? It's a totally different headspace.
Yeah. Yeah. You lose that momentum and you lose the pressure that gets people to buy.
Right. Right. And pressure sounds negative and it sounds manipulative, but that's not really what it is. It's really giving people what they need psychologically to get themselves what they know they need, but they may not have made that decision otherwise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you put a lot of good stuff in there.
Okay, brilliant.
Yeah, it makes the file very big. Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I would do. And I would say in any talks you give, like I was just saying to Heike, in any talks you give, that if they allow you to, you just say, look, I have this special thing. Don't do the free strategy sessions anymore. Do them as a paid, but don't charge them the 250, 300 pounds that you normally would charge. Say, look, because you're here, I'm going to offer you this strategy session for just $97 or 97 pounds or 77 or whatever you think. So you're at least getting something for your time. And they're invested. They're not just tire kickers who want the freebie.
Yeah.
I think when you're first starting out, I think it's good to get the free ones because you want to get a lot of practice getting as many of them as you can. So you're using them as your education ground and your practice ground. But once you get to the point where you know what you have really sells and people need it, you offer it. Because people are now jaded too with the whole free strategy session thing. Free strategy session equals sales call, right? Yeah. So you want to sign up for it. But if you offer a paid strategy session, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, brilliant. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Any thoughts for Allie in it? Whoops, unmute.
Thank you. I started talking. I think Allie's great. So, you know, I'm already past it, but I would work with you if I had the need. But no, I think what you're doing is great, you know. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And I see this calmness now. You know what I mean? Do you see it?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Right. Because I remember Allie on the ERC calls. You know, that's probably where I first really got to see her. And yes, she was always kind of, whereas now she's more centered and focused. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And people want that. They want what you have, right? And when you're thinking about, you're feeling confident that you have something that they need and you just want to give, you're coming from a place of service. You know, and if they sign up, they sign up. If they don't, it's not a reflection on you. It's just, it wasn't right for them at the time. But I love it. I love seeing it. It's awesome. Now you just got to get on those calls and just connect with the people with what they really need. They need it badly.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you have any, I know you have your little ebook, like your elixirs type of thing, but I feel like you need an opt-in gift that's a simple, like a checklist or something that's, you know, the top five blah blahs that help with, you know, a smooth menopause or whatever.
I've got plenty, but I'm thinking it needs to be more niche.
Yes, exactly. Or even change your recipe
book. This ebook.
Okay, so I just changed, I just renamed it based on, again, a Callan recommendation, my hormone elixirs recipes.
Yeah.
I renamed it the Lift Your Libido Guide.
Lift Your Libido Guide.
And I put you know, a page of new information, like the things that are related. I just pulled it from a presentation I had on all the things that impact libido. And then I just gave them the same rest of the thing, because if you want your libido back, you got to balance all these other systems. And here's some elixirs that you can use for it. So we'll see how it goes. But I loved the idea of a Lift Your Libido Guide.
Yes, and I was reflecting, you know, we've had these conversations about my webinar, my course being renamed the Joyful Sexy Menopause Course.
Yeah.
And I had this last saying, well, you know, if you want to attract Theresa May, the Prime Minister, then she'll be turned off by the Joyful Sexy Menopause Course.
I don't think so.
And I was just thinking, yeah, right, I've got to be much more professional about it. But having done Molly Mahoney's 5-day challenge last week, I was thinking, actually, I don't want the people who are too stiff upper lip.
Yeah.
I want the people who want a joyful, sexy menopause.
Yes.
So I'm going to stick with that.
But you know what? Most people want that. They won't admit it up front.
Yeah. No, they're not allowed to say it. They're British. No sex, please. We're British and all that.
Yeah. I love it because it does fit you and it fits, you know, and that's what people, that's what they truly desire. Right?
I feel like I'm refinding myself. I mean, yes. I know it's been a long time. It's been a really slow 3 months, you know, December, January, February, just really slowed down to refind it. But, you know, the Molly Mahoney thing last week really made me think, actually, the thing that's different about me is that people using social media and my webinars, people can see that I am like this rather than just wearing a suit and writing, yes, okay, and do you have any hot flushes, you know?
Right. And they don't, yeah.
And they can see that I'm relatable. So,
and you're combining, like, people need to know, I'm much more outspoken about this now, the more and more I use it, is the fact that it's not just about what you eat. If you're your stress is high, your mindset is off, all those things are off, I don't care what you eat, you're going to feel like crap.
Because people come to me because they want bioidentical hormone therapy. That's not going to make them better if they carry on stressing out and snapping at the kids. They've got to work on that. So all the people who come to general practice asking for antidepressants without wanting to do any of the personal development stuff that actually helps them to move forward. You know?
Yeah. And it's fine to give somebody an antidepressant to get them out of that hump, out of that slump.
But if they really need it.
Working on the root cause, right, if they really need it. Because
sometimes but that's just giving them the motivation to engage. It's the motivation.
Exactly, to give them that. But yeah, and that's where it's always important to establish that right up front. That's how you're different. Yeah, I may give you an antidepressant or a bioidentical hormone or write a script for you, just like any other MD. But here's where I differ, is that I'm doing that knowing that it's a Band-Aid. And I'm giving you that temporarily so that you can feel better, so we can work on what's really going on, so that we can solve this issue for you long term. And when you can say stuff like that, people go, oh, yeah, I hear you. But I do want the Band-Aid, right? I want the vaginal dryness to go away. I want my hot flashes to go away. But what can I do to really keep them away without relying on pharmaceuticals?
Yeah.
I really think, I know you tried it once with the myth of bioidentical hormones.
Yeah, myths, methods, and magic.
Yeah, and it's a cutesy title, but it's not a results-driven title.
No, it's not. So, doesn't draw them in. And I had people coming to the talk thinking it was about other things, you know.
I think the mistakes thing could be good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or the myths, the three myths about bioidentical hormones, that could be dangerous long term or something like that. And you're really going to get at one of them has got to be that you're masking the real symptoms and the underlying cause and the, you know, the digestion or the blood sugar or that other stuff goes undiagnosed and uncontrolled. So I think that if you can draw people in with a title that's busting the myth, because you don't want them coming to you thinking, I'm just going to get bioidentical hormones. You want to bust the myth that just taking... Now, bioidentical hormones, some people may need to be on them for the rest of their lives. There's nothing wrong with them per se. You want to bust the myth that they are the answer. And because you're 50 that your hormone levels are plummeting. Yeah, they are plummeting. It's not that you're because you're 50 that the symptoms are occurring. It's because you're out of balance. It's because you've been draining your system. It's because you've been under stress for all these decades and draining the swamp, basically, of the precursors. And you don't have enough to make it. Your adrenals are burned out. They can't make up for the little bit of estrogen, progesterone that they're supposed to be making to keep you sailing through menopause. So all of those things are myths that people think that just because I'm 50, of course I have hot flashes. I was talking about that with somebody on a call the other day. Who was I talking to? Oh, with Dr. Anna on the Facebook Live I did with her yesterday. And we were talking about menopause and how, you know, I think it's not a disease and we think it's not a disease and you don't have to be miserable going through it. And yeah, if you need some hormones, great. Because maybe all the imbalances you've created all these years are contributing and you need it right now. But what if we can actually restore balance to the whole system? What if that? And people get interested in that.
Yeah. Yes, because when I look at the free things that I had during my previous launch, even though they're niche, I've got the top 10 hidden symptoms of menopause. Well, for a start, 10 is actually too many. hidden symptoms of menopause. Well, who wants to know that? They need to know something much more pulling in, you know, more hooky. I've got top 10 reasons for reducing the symptoms of menopause naturally. It's not top 10 ways to reduce the symptoms of menopause naturally. It's not 3 tips for reducing your symptoms of menopause naturally. It's the top 10 reasons for reducing the symptoms of menopause naturally.
You're in your head.
Who wants to know that?
You're in your head, right. Exactly.
And then I've got 10 top tips for sailing through menopause. Well, that's got more pull to it. As you know, I like that, but it's still not enough.
For a freebie, a checklist, sure, top 10 is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, top 10 is fine for a freebie. But for a webinar, what happens if you're trying to do 10, then you're going to shortchange all of them, and they're just going to think it's just like, you know, it's just like all this other general information that they could just get on the internet. You're really like explaining, like with the cover and Eaton cover with Annette, it's like really bringing it out. Don't be afraid to like really draw it out, like why this is a problem. You know, one of the problems that people do with menopause is go get hormones. And in conventional medicine, we know that that's an imbalanced way to do it because they're not even doing bioidentical hormones in the bioidentical, the same ratios and the dangers. But so I would say, think about your webinar being the problems or the myths and what to do about it.
Yeah.
All right. And like I explained to Annette, like, it's okay. This is one blunder, right? What is the blunder? Well, you just eat whatever you want and you throw some insulin at it and you're fine. Well, why is this important for you to know? Well, here's what happens when you do the sugar, blah, blah, blah. Here's the negative things when you do the insulin, blah, 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 blah. So this is important. What you really want to do is maintain steadiness, right? So what do you want to do instead? Maintain steadiness. Here's how you maintain steadiness. You know, you don't get into those situations. You avoid those high glycemic things. If you do go into that state for whatever reason, then the snack that you give needs to be something that's just going to bump it up a little bit, not going to shoot you back into hyper. You know, so that's how she would explain it. For you, you might explain, you know, just take bioidentical hormones and everything will be okay, right? And that's a myth. That's a mistake or whatever you want to call it. It's a blunder. And what does that mean? Well, it means that you go to the doctor and they get you tested and they prescribe hormones and it's the same form of the hormones that you use. It's not Premarin, which is mare urine. It's actually human. Okay. So what is it? So why is it important that we don't just put this, and then you go into the stressors and the underlyings, right? And what do you do instead? What you do instead is you embrace this other, you know, and you give them a tip or two that they can do. Instead of, you know, just taking the even along with the bioidentical hormones, they can be, you need to be addressing the underlying causes. And what does that look like? And you give them a hint. You don't go into all the detail because that's what you're going to give them in your course. And when you make your offer, you go, remember in the tip one, I said, it's really important to get your blood sugar and your adrenals and your gut in balance. So in my course, we address that. We address how do you fix these underlying causes. And yeah, you can keep saying so you don't lose people. You might need a bioidentical hormones temporarily or maybe even long-term, but that's not the issue. They're fine if they're done right. They're not going to be dangerous if it's done right in physiologic doses. That, you know, see what I'm saying here? So you just really play up, and 3 is really great because you can play them up really well. I did 4 in mine because it was integral to what I was trying to get. Make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure you can use a lot of what you created for the last one and really up it, you know, up the ante on it and reorganize it in such a way that people are getting, oh, my God, yeah, I'm making that mistake. Oh, my God, yeah, I know. I don't know how to do that. I need to do this so that by the end, you summarize and you say, you know, so here's the things that if you really want to sail through menopause without being a hot, sweaty mess all the time, you know, here's a few tips. 1, blah, blah, blah. 2, blah, blah, blah. 3, blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about my course, which takes you through this process. And let me just, as I want to do is I want to tell you about the process to actually restore it. And while I do that, I'll tell you a little bit about my course. That might be a way to do it. So, you know, step number one is module one of your course. The first thing you need to do is XYZ. We cover that in module one. The next step you need to take is, so they still feels like you're teaching them, not selling them. And number step number three is this and this and this. We do that in module three in the course. And, you know, this is where everybody gets this and you can give a testimonial or a story and four, five, six, whatever the number of steps are in your program. And so they're feeling, they're getting value while you're teaching it. You're not just getting into sales mode. And you feel better because you're not just getting into sales mode.
So you're not just doing the first three tips on the first three modules. You're doing a tip for each module, a bit like the sample platter that Lisa Sestovich talks about.
Well, here's the thing. That's just in, that's your offer part. So you still want to create the education.
Right. So the education is around three tips. And then the offer.
Well, they're not tips. I wouldn't do tips. I would never do a webinar about tips. You want to get them engaged in the problem. So that the, it should always be the problem. And you're going to help them in the copy, you'll say, and I'll show you why these myths are hurting you and what you can do instead. And then I'm going to offer you, you know, a long-term strategy for getting your body in balance so that these menopause symptoms are no longer an issue. And that would be your offer. So I always make my fourth bullet or fifth bullet, whatever my last bullet is, that bullet that is transitioning to my offer. So today you're going to learn blah, 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 and a long-term strategy for making sure that you blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can transition from your three myths, blunders, whatever it is, into the long-term strategy. Because, okay, so let's now talk about what's a long-term strategy for you getting this under control. Step number one is this, right? And I'm going to let you know, as I describe this, I'm going to tell you about how I can support you in taking these steps, right? Step number one is blah, blah, blah. And we cover that in module one, part A of my, you know, course, or module one of my course, you know, the joyful, sexy menopause. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Each of your steps that you're going to, each of your modules that you're going to tell them about, you do it in a way of, and the next step, another step you need to take is, and another step you need to take is, and another step is. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I know this is a lot, but you can listen back to it and, you know, kind of get your head around it.
Yeah. I think I might do a TEMI on it.
Yeah. I'm looking into, I have downloaded it on my phone. I haven't done it on the computer, but there's this thing called Otter.
Otter, yes. Otter. You said, I wanted to do that and actually get it on.
I've got to download it, install it and see. Because I thought, oh, I could just make a, you know, have it be running while I'm on these calls and then have an instant. Yeah. So I haven't done it to see how it works, but.
Mm-hmm. Great.
All right. So, just we have only a couple minutes left. So takeaways, Annette, like action steps, I guess it's just to finish your presentation.
Finish it, change the slides, and I'll get...
And finish your opt-in.
Yeah, and finish the opt-in and have her change the previous over to the lead pages and fix that up.
Perfect. Yay. Allie?
Yeah, get some more clarity on these things. Not more clarity, but get a squeeze page up for my strategy sessions, which are now going to be paid, and pull together the offer process for my webinar.
Perfect. All right, guys.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Annette,
thank you.
I'll post you. I'll look at, oh, I'll do it right now as long as I have you here. I'm just going to quickly look at the calendar and see next week. See how that goes. How about next Thursday, the 28th?
At 7? What time? I'm good anytime.
We can either do 1:30 or 2:00, or we could do
Two's fine. Let's do two.
Five. You want to do two?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to just put in Annette here.
So the 28th at 2. Got it.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Annette. Oh, all I have to do is move it from this week. I'll just go in that same thing, and I'll just move it. And I'm going to edit it, and we're going to say 2 o'clock on February 28th, right?
Yes.
Okay, February 28th at 2 p.m.
And then that way it's just like 6 days before the webinar.
Yeah, perfect. And you'll have your opt-in for me so we could talk about it.
Yeah. Okay. Before then.
Before that, yeah. Yeah, not the morning of. Lisa sent me hers the morning of, like, her slides, and I'm like, oh my God, this needs to be changed. Oh my God, this needs to be changed. And yeah. I didn't have time to get it, you know, changed. So yeah, get it to me. But if you get me your slides by the time of the webinar, I mean, the Facebook Live, that would be ideal if you can get it done, even if it's not 100% done, because then that'll give me some guidelines as to how to question you on the Facebook Live.
Yeah, because I started, you had told me at one point to come up with questions. You said, I have questions I want to ask you, but then come up with some for yourself. And I told Eva, I go, it's really bizarre to write an interview for yourself.
I'm asked that all the time, and I don't like it. So instead of writing questions, I always say, these are the 5 things I want to talk about.
Okay.
You come up with the questions. These are the 5 things I want to make sure I cover, because this is going to position me the way I want to be positioned. Because I hate the questions. Because when you do that, then it's like you go from this question to that question, but that question may not transition based on the answer I gave to the first question. So these are all the things I want to cover. If I cover it in the answer to one question, then move on to, you know what I mean? Yeah. So good interviewers don't need it.
I like that better.
Yeah. So just like, what are the points that you want to make sure that we cover in the Facebook Live that's going to help you to now, and in this case, I'm working with you, so I know what that is because I know what the thing is. But in cases where you're on somebody else's thing and you want the interview to lead people to signing up for your free webinar, then what are the things you need to tell them? And you give that to the interviewer.
Okay.
So don't worry about it. I'll figure it out. But
okay.
Just get me your slides in advance. I know what you're coming.
I calendared it for the day before, actually. That way I'll get it. And it's on my to-do list with Eva too. So
yay. I'm glad you're doing that with Eva. That's great.
Yeah, it's helping both of us. So
perfect. All right, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Oops, I gotta exit it.